This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Dallas student is among three people wounded in a downtown Dallas shooting.
At about 12:15 p.m., Dallas police responded to a call regarding a shooting in the 1800 block of Commerce Street.
That's the Continental at Mercantile Place, a 12-story apartment building that's one of the historic structures in downtown Dallas. Three people were found wounded and were taken to the hospital. Dallas police are saying next to nothing about this. Nothing about the conditions of the victims, nothing about the reasons behind the shooting, and nothing about whether they have anyone in custody. Dallas School District is confirming only that one of the victims is a student, but it's not saying what grade or what school. Witnesses saw blood and shell casings on the eighth floor. Some saw a bleeding victim running from the building. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And people who live inside that complex waited for hours to get back in. This person was actually inside the building when the shooting happened and saw one of the victims.
Well, I was coming in clock 8:04 this morning, and I was trying to see if he's okay. He said, "I'm shot." So I was trying to see if he was okay, but he ran out of my eyesight. So I went inside the building to see if anyone, and I seen the blood.
The investigation continues, and we are following it closely with any breaking updates when they come down here on KRLD.
After several hours of debate and public comment, Tarrant County commissioners made a decision about early voting sites. More than 100 people spoke out yesterday.
Stop looking at the partisan reasons to do any of this, and let's just look at the common sense. Let's have early voting locations that are accessible to the widest number of people. College campuses are not accessible to the widest number of people. Given the location of on-campus housing as well as campus-affiliated housing on the west side of Cooper, that it's important to have a voting site on the west side of Cooper Street.
The court eventually voted 4-1 to okay 51 early voting sites, including several college campuses. UT Arlington is one of those sites that got the approval. It had been removed from an earlier list. The room broke out in cheers when the decision was made.
A New Mexico mother who used her kids as drug mules to haul fentanyl aboard a Southwest flight has been sentenced to prison.
On May 31st, 2022, two children arrived at Love Field where they were met by their father. Stuffed into their baggage, counterfeit pills laced with lethal doses of fentanyl. The father took one of the pills, told the kids to wait, then went into the bathroom. He was found dead a short while later, killed by the fentanyl while the kids were still waiting in the lobby. The mother of the children, 48-year-old Mandalena Banuelos, is the person who used her own kids as drug mules. She has been sentenced to 12 years in federal prison for drug charges. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meet the new boss. Same as the old boss in Denton.
The city of Denton announced its new police chief. Jessica Robledo, who had been serving as the interim chief for the past 5 months, is now the city's new chief of police. The city manager says Robledo has the relationships and leadership skills needed to lead their police department successfully. Robledo has more than 35 years of law enforcement experience and brings 16 years of executive and supervisory experience to the department. She spent 30 years with the Austin Police Department and then another 4 years with Pflugerville. Community members are invited to meet Robledo and officers at the inaugural Denton Police Chiefs Run from 9 to 11 this morning. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, several North Texas schools faced online threats of violence this week, though They've been proven to be unfounded, but as a precaution, several districts increased police presence and even adjusted athletic events. Dallas ISD moved Saturday night's game between Madison and Lincoln, which was scheduled for Kincaid Stadium, to tomorrow morning at Forrester Field. The district says the change isn't related to last week's killing of a Kimball High JV football player near Kincaid. Now, on Monday, local pastors will address the community at 2 o'clock in DeSoto to urge an end to the threats.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is the latest federal agency to release its findings on the failed response to the school shooting at Robb Elementary in Uvalde that left 19 students and two teachers dead.
The 203-page report spells out the significant flaws in how Customs and Border Patrol agents, as well as local and state officials, responded to the shooting. Waiting 77 minutes before taking down the gunman, much like the DOJ report, it cites the failure to establish command, also a lack of understanding of Border Patrol's authority in non-federal incidents, and that CBP active shooter training did not adequately prepare the responders to deal with the situation. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The union repping some technicians at Southwest Airlines has reached a new contract with the company.
Teamsters Local 19 is the union representing flight simulator technicians. They say there's a tentative four-year deal in place for those technicians, which includes a 23% pay raise along with improved retirement benefits. The deal covers 54 technicians. Union members will vote on the contract proposal in the next few weeks. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And across town, the 28,000 American Airlines flight attendants have a new contract. The company and the Association of Professional Flight Attendants today inked a new five-year deal that not only includes an immediate 20% pay bump, it includes money for 5 years of waiting.
And retro pay that we've never seen in contracts before. Retro pay for a flight attendants that have waited 5 years for a pay raise that they have earned and that they definitely deserve.
APFA President Julie Hedrick says the new contract has two firsts. It pays flight attendants for time between flights, and they will now start getting paid when boarding starts. Under the old contract, pay did not start until the passengers had been seated and the door was closed.
Just ahead of Hispanic Heritage Month, America's first Hispanic Lady of Women's Tennis visits right here in North Texas for a special tournament.
Fresh off the U.S. Open, tennis legend Rosie Casals is making her way to the DFW. Today kicks off the Rosie Cup Tennis Doubles Round Robin Tournament in Plano, paying homage to her legacy of success on the sport.
They keep saying, if you can see it, you can be it. And I think that's very real, certainly, and promoting Latinos and other ethnicities. I think it's important that they see their heroes and sheroes performing and doing well, so they can get inspired to do the same.
Her Love and Love Tennis Foundation continues to provide free clinics for underserved kids. She says events like this one in Plano further her commitment to spreading love for the sport. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, get out to Grapevine this weekend for their signature event, Grape Fest. Yes, there are wine tastings for the adults all weekend, but Lee Lyons from the Grapevine Convention and Visitors Bureau tells NBC5 there are plenty of events for the whole family.
We've got the Kids Zone, which features experiences with Legoland Discovery Center, Sea Life Grapevine Aquarium, and daily dance parties, which are going to be a lot of fun. We've got the Carnival, the Midway.
There's even a spot for the kids to do some grape stomping. The festival runs through Sunday, and admission is free up until 5 o'clock tonight. And, John, you are always covering the fun events.
Oh, absolutely.
And you stopped by there yesterday.
I did. I did not see anybody fall, thankfully, as I was looking around.
Grapes can be slippery.
No, grapes can be slippery, and you don't want to get caught in a situation where you hit the ground, lose your breath like that.
You can't breathe.
No.
I mean,
what was it? A news anchor that was demonstrating how to stomp on grapes?
Yeah, just a news reporter out at a live shot just like 20 years ago. And she falls off this platform and just knocks the wind out of herself.
And poor, John's poor making lady. Fun of her.
And no, we're
airing this as a public service announcement.
It is a public service, and
we're telling people to be careful.
Okay.
If this reporter is still out there and wants to tell for a PSA for people about dangerous grape stomping can be, just give us a call. We would love to have you on the air. We'd love to tell your story.
No doubt.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Grand Prairie parents have no more information than before about the recent suspension of Superintendent Jorge Arredondo, even after quizzing trustees about last night's school board meeting.
Grand Prairie ISD parents are calling for more transparency after the district's new superintendent was placed on paid administrative leave. A huge crowd gathered alongside a civil rights group and other community members for the board meeting last night, urging the board to reinstate Jorge Arredondo because they say he's a leader that represents their kids. The board is promising a speedy investigation and has not said exactly how long that could take.
NBC5's Alana Quillen also reports that he has only been on the job since July.
Aspiring Texas psychologists could soon earn certification faster under a new state licensing program. Texas boards would administer these exams, cutting out the costly and time-consuming national tests. The Texas State Board of Examiners of Psychologists is researching the option as the state faces a severe shortage of mental health providers. Texas is the first state to explore this alternative, and it's drawing interest from others.
A good matchup on Sunday in Dallas, a high noon showdown, if you will, between the Dallas Cowboys and New Orleans Saints. The Cowboys were good enough offensively in week one. Quarterback Dak Prescott says they've got to be even tougher against the Saints.
A lot of veterans there. So for us, it's about playing through that, being physical with them.
The Cowboys take a 16-game home winning streak in the regular season into the game. Dallas is 2 home victories shy of the franchise record.
Well, the Texas Longhorns, now the number 2 team in the nation after the huge win at Michigan, is back at home. They're taking on UTSA tomorrow night. You can hear it right here on KRLD. And on his weekly show, Horns head coach Steve Sarkisian admitted these kind of games can be treacherous.
Very dangerous team. I think that, a ton of respect for Coach Traylor and the job that he's done there and the pride that they have in their program. And prideful teams don't like getting beat the way they got beat. They've won a lot of football games the last 4 or 5 years.
UTSA got blasted by Texas State last week. Pre-game at 5, kick at 6 tomorrow here on KRLD. One of the early games tomorrow is 2-0 North Texas visiting 1-1 Texas Tech. And it's a chance for North Texas head coach Eric Morris to coach against the team that he once played for.
A ton of familiarity. Those are guys that I always respect. But just like they're going to go out and try to beat the dog out of us. This will be competition once the ball's kicked off. And look forward to our guys competing against them.
Morris caught 19 touchdown passes over 4 seasons in a Red Raider uniform. Kick at 11 in Lubbock tomorrow. Some other games tomorrow. TCU hosts UCF. Big 12 matchup there. Texas A&M starts SEC play at Florida. Baylor in the non-conference brings in Air Force. And you can catch Game Day with Jeff Ward tonight at 9:30 here on KRLD, previewing all the big college football games. Then it's the high school football scoreboard from 10:30 to 12:30. Check out Football Friday Night right here on KRLD.
And you know all about this, John. In her 6th season with the Dallas Wings, all-star guard Arike Ogunbowale has become the franchise's all-time leading scorer. She scored 11 points in last night's game against the New York Liberty.
I just love basketball. I'm going to compete, win, lose, or draw. I'm going to play my game, and I've been having fun in Dallas.
With just 28 points needed to reach 4,000. She will look to hit the milestone in tonight's final home game of the season against the Seattle Storm.
Well, big come-from-behind win for the Rangers last night, taking down Seattle 5-4. The biggest news, though, the debut of pitching prospect Kumar Rocker.
Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, a weak wave on a slider. The 15th swing and a miss induced by Kumar Rocker tonight.
Rocker struck out 7 over 4 innings. Manager Bruce Bochy left impressed.
Great job. I mean, poise, presence. He just looked good out there, didn't he? First inning couldn't have gotten off to a tougher start for him, but kept his composure, and he pitched out of a tough jam, and just solid 4 innings there.
Tonight, Jacob DeGrom comes back for the Rangers. He is making his first start since his elbow surgery last season.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.